If you've ever tried to find a map showing the feeder pattern for the Pittsburgh Public Schools, you might have come up empty. The school district says it doesn't have a map it can give to the public that shows which schools kids are assigned to based on where they live. So we made one, and when we looked at the map, we saw lots of stories. This is Dividing Lines, The Shape of Education in Pittsburgh, a podcast from 90.5 WESA. I'm Liz Reed. Today, in the last dozen years, more than a third of neighborhood public schools have closed in Pittsburgh, a city defined by its neighborhoods. In addition to providing education, schools are social and cultural centers. Sarah Bowden looks at what happens to a community when it loses its school.
Horace Mann Elementary is a four-story mass of fire red brick. It dwarfs nearby houses that orbit its three-acre plot.
Moms actually used to walk to get their children and wait for them after school. I mean, in this community, but they can't do that anymore because your children are now getting on a bus.
Teresa Rodwan is a longtime resident of the Marshall Shadeland neighborhood. She says the school was once a center of the community. Today it's more of a black hole.
There are no places for children around here. There really are not. I mean, as you can see, look at that. I mean, just the hazard, the playground here.
Rodwan gestures to a sign that reads Danger, Hazardous Area, which sits on a fence that cages the school's jungle gym. Horace Mann was one of 22 public schools that closed in 2007 due to declining enrollment. State data shows there are 237 kids attending the school the year before. As we walk past vacant houses, Rodwan says this loss was economically devastating.
Here's another one, boarded up, overgrown, trash. This is where people used to live when they had children that went to Horace Mann.
So how did it look 30 years ago?
Pristine.
Rodwan says the reason people mostly move out of Marshall Shadeland, but no one moves in, is primarily because there isn't a neighborhood school. Though it's probably not that simple, says Stefan Gruber, a professor of urban design at Carnegie Mellon University.
Often schools are closed in neighborhoods that are already experiencing disinvestment.
Gruber says that's often tied to population decline.
So obviously there is this kind of spiral, right? That once a neighborhood is already in decline, I think closing important civic infrastructure, such libraries and school, will accelerate the decline.
Pittsburgh has been hemorrhaging population since the 1950s, when the city was home to twice as many residents. Marshall Shadeland is no exception. It's a trend that started well before Horace Mann closed. But Gruber says social institutions like schools foster neighborhood cohesion, so the impact of this loss shouldn't be minimized.
People will tend to stay at home and spend less time outside. That decreases the opportunities for chance encounters, kind of bumping into people you know or you don't know and interacting with them.
There are safety concerns too. Research shows vacant buildings make people feel less secure. And it's hard to keep empty schools locked, says Emily Dowdle.
So people can get access to them. There have been problems with people starting fires in the buildings.
Dowdle studied the effects of school closures in urban areas when she was with Pew Charitable Trust. She says a lot hinges on how quickly a new use is found for the former school, something that's difficult for older buildings. Dowdle adds the faster a new use for a former school is found, the better. Horace Mann has been empty for nearly a dozen years. It's one of five vacant Pittsburgh public schools that's up for sale.
Corned beef, roast beef sandwiches.
Michael Blackwell owns one of the handful of businesses in Marshall Shadeland. His cafe's down the block from Horace Mann. While Blackwell fixes a customer a roast beef sandwich, I ask about the shuttered school.
It's just been a devastation to the community because it's like an eyesore.
You can buy that eyesore for $285,000, just $100,000 more than what the average Pittsburgh home sold for in 2017. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.
On the next episode, Margaret J. Krause looks at how the district's roughly 24,000 kids get to school. Find more at wesa.fm/dividinglines. I'm Liz Reed. Thanks for listening.